From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tim Hawkinson's art has been called lots of things, slyly conceptual and a carnival sideshow, awe-inspiring and absurd, profound and preposterous. His works range from the size of your thumb to the length of a football field. Fashion designer Issey Miyake collaborated with Hawkinson, and pop star Beck featured his art on an album cover. Hawkinson has exhibited in Tokyo, Berlin, and London, and at the Smithsonian's Hirshhorn Museum in Washington, D.C. A mid-career retrospective organized with New York's Whitney Museum of Art is now on view at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Sarah Spitz of member station KCRW reports.
The first thing you see in the Gallery of Wonders created by Tim Hawkinson is a massive tree with 12 Gumby-shaped figures sprawling on its giant branches. It's quiet till a motion detector senses a viewer's presence, and then the figures come to life, striking the tree like a drum, each using a different body part. Percussive rhythms bounce around the tree, controlled by a converted computer program that used to run a Christmas display. The work is called Pentecost, named for the New Testament story about the 12 disciples of Christ who speak in different tongues once they receive the Holy Spirit. But Hawkinson stresses it's not meant to be religious.
No, I wasn't interested in a literal interpretation. In fact, the title came after completing the piece, and I saw it as kind of about communication and expression, and I thought it was an interesting story to relate it to.
Pentecost is just one of the works in this 65-piece retrospective that react to a human presence. In a sense, the viewer is communicating directly with the artist, since the figures in Pentecost and many other of the works are modeled on his own body. Lawrence Rinder, now Dean of Graduate Studies at California College of the Arts, organized this retrospective for New York's Whitney Museum. He says the art is not about Hawkinson.
There's virtually no discernible ego in this work. There's no Tim there, you know. But there's someone. There's something. There's a sense of an individual.
The artist literally transfigures his body. For Alter, spelled A-L-T-E-R, he covered himself in fabric and, in the manner of a gravestone rubbing, used a pastel crayon to highlight his protruding bones, creating a sort of low-tech X-ray. Lawrence Rinder says Hawkinson's mechanical objects really demonstrate how his works are interrelated.
Every single one of the works throughout the exhibition is powered by a single line of electricity through a series of interconnected extension cords, all of which are plugged into a single outlet in the first gallery. So this is a very important thing that he's drawing our attention to, that these works, which span a period of almost 20 years, are interconnected in ways that sometimes are evident and sometimes not evident.
Tuva is a motorized mouth made of clear plastic bottles that mimics the sounds made by Tuvan throat singers. Penitent, a human skeleton on bended knees, is built out of rawhide dog chews. It whistles as if calling a dog. Viewers like Helena Lazaro gape in amazement.
Everything here blows my mind. I just saw one of the guards, like, looking at a piece, which they're usually so stoic. It's amazing to see even them kind of engaged by these things. And the kids are really interested, too. Like, the children are just as fascinated as the adults.
The parents of twins Ryan and Brandon Constable may be in for a surprise.
It's like something we would make awesome.
I'd want to go and do something like this at my house.
In spite of the wow factor, perhaps the most remarkable thing about Tim Hawkinson is how unremarkable he appears to be.
We live in this wonderful middle-class neighborhood, and none of our neighbors are involved in the art world, and those are the people that we're in contact with the most. And so it's just a very normal existence.
But it's obviously not just backyard barbecues that occupy Tim Hawkinson's thoughts. Balloon Self-Portrait, a latex cast of Hawkinson's body, hovers near the ceiling of one of the galleries. It's inflated through tubes connected to another work called Reservoir, a giant latex shape attached to the gallery wall that's pumped with air by a hidden respirator. Co-curator Lawrence Rinder says this pair of pieces exemplifies a big theme in Hawkinson's art.
There is a sense in that piece of the necessity of taking one's inspiration or one's life force from some other source that lies outside of oneself. So one of the interesting things is that that cast of his body is turned inside out, so that what would have been the inner space of his body is now the space of the entire universe. It's a very, in a way, optimistic view of the self as containing infinity and eternity.
In fact, the retrospective's other curator, Howard Fox of L.A. County Museum of Art, calls Hawkinson's mechanized creations metaphysical machines. The artist himself is reluctant to speak about his spirituality.
I am a Christian, and I strive for a closeness with God and to find God in my life. I don't want to be dogmatic about it. I guess it just has a presence in my work because it's, you know, it's part of me. There's Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Another big part of his life is his soon-to-be 2-year-old daughter. These days, he's home with her as he oversees construction of side-by-side studios for himself and his artist wife, Patty Wickman. Though he's not making any new work right now, he hasn't stopped thinking about what's next.
I can see very clearly in my head a motorcycle made out of feathers, like this big ostrich plume for the gas tank, and these beautiful black rooster feathers kind of interlaced for the tires. But I haven't done any of this yet, and so I don't have anything to show you. But I can see it, and I think it's going to be pretty interesting looking.
A typical understatement from Tim Hawkinson, who'd rather let his art speak for itself. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Spitz in Los Angeles.
You can see photos of Pentecost and some other works by Tim Hawkinson at our website, npr.org.